Track 9, Nature Notes with Chris Skinner. Chris Skinner is someone who, having lived all his life in the Norfolk countryside, is familiar with the natural world in all its manifestations. His piece for us this time is a particularly evocative one, so just sit back and let it wash over you, and I think you'll feel very relaxed.
Good evening. I'm sitting in my favourite place after long day's work on the farm, in the centre of a 30-acre woodland. We're just into October, and it's evening. The sun has just set, and jackdaws, rooks, and carrion crows are coming to roost all around me. It's just me, you, and my dog Rat, who's sitting under some bracken just about 10 feet from me. It's going to cause some trouble, you can be sure of that. But it's beautiful, still evening. September's been kind to us here on the farm. We've had some warm weather. The sun's still got some strength in it. And also some rain. So we've been able to get on with the field work. And strangely enough, we're ahead of time on the farm this year. Normally we're trying to busy catching up, making the most of good weather. And normally it can be inclement sometimes in late September to finish all the harvesting. This year's different. So we're headed into October. We've got our tails up. And I've given myself a treat to come and sit down here in the woodland. I bought some fish and chips with me, some vinegar, a bit of tomato sauce, which I've just eaten. And I can hear all sorts of strange sounds in the distance. The rooks and crows are beginning to go quiet now. The sun's gone down over the horizon. And I've come here for a special reason. Because, oh, it's a... who have we got in the distance? Oh, it's a tawny owl. About 100 yards from me. Just screeching away. I wondered why the rooks and crows had gone quiet. They don't particularly like sharing the woodland with the owls. They're not to be trusted. Anyway, I'm sitting on top of a hill in Fox's Grove. Oh, lovely. Tawny owl quite close to me. It was a lovely sort of warbling sound. Really lovely. The top of this hill, there was a large oak tree on one side of this hill and an enormous beech tree just on the other side. And they both fell over in a strong gale about 2 years ago. I think the beech tree, which was leaning, fell onto the oak tree and they both cascaded onto the woodland floor. So above my head is some clear sky, right in the centre of the woodland. Oh, it's lovely. I'm being serenaded by a tawny. Really lovely sound. My special microphone isn't particularly good at picking up sounds from a distance, so that's why I'm talking quietly. Very large rook just came into the tree right above my head, the oak tree there, but there's lots of clear sky still with some light up there. Clocks change at the end of this month, and so already we've passed the autumn equinox where you have more night time than daylight. So the nights are getting a bit longer, and that suits the mammals I've come to see, the bats here in the woodland. And there's old woodland rides right through this area of woodland, which were cleared out in the early 1900s, over 100 years ago, for shooting and for extracting some of the timber. The whole farm was self-contained. It had its own blacksmith shop, its own timber yard, and woodworkers carried out and cut the beams for making some of the barns on the farm. And, of course, always lots of posts as well round the meadows to keep the cattle in. And I've just seen the first pipistrel going across about 15, 20 feet above my head, lovely silhouetted against the palest hint of blue in the sky and the odd fluffy white cloud going over the top of me. Absolutely magical. And I can hear those jackdaws and rooks have started up again in the lower part of the wood. It's beautiful. It's very atmospheric. And this time of the year, it's some certain smells come through the woodland. You can almost tell what time of year it is. There's bracken all round me. This area of woodland is covered in bluebells in early spring. They've all gone. The bracken then comes, and then the frosts and the late autumn gales before winter properly starts, cuts most of the foliage down. Some of the trees here around me are already dropping their leaves. It's first in leaf, first to lose leaves is the motto. So things like sycamore, an introduced species, comes into leaf really early and then drops them. So it's bare by the end of October. Oaks are a bit more brazen, a bit more hardy, if you like. They keep their leaves on, certainly until well into November and sometimes into early December, when they all turn that lovely golden brown. Another pipistrel over the top of me. It's a zigzagging flight. Wow, tiny little mammals. To tell you how small they are, imagine you've got a kilo of sugar in one hand. It's going to have to be silver spoon, because it's got to be British sugar, of course. So kilo of sugar, that's 2.2 pounds. And to balance it out in your other hand, over 150 pipistrels. That's how tiny they are. Sort of brownish, sometimes a bit rusty colour, a little bit furry. Dog-like faces, sort of with a sort of punched-in nose, and incredible hearing, sort of ultrasonic sounds they emit, and they can detect insects flying through. And these ones flying up above my head are looking for some of the insects that have come off the oak. Another one right over the top of my head just then. They're hunting for insects, and they'll, on a lovely evening like this, they'll find 6, 7, 8, 9 insects till they feel a bit full, and then they'll sort of rest on a branch or somewhere convenient. They won't go back to their daytime roosts, so they're mainly nocturnal, and this is the time of evening they all come out, just dusk or after dusk. And as we're in October, it's a special time of year for them, because this is the time of the year that they mate. Quite surprising, but it's called delayed implantation. The female will mate, and she stores the sperm right through the winter months, and then the sperm meets the egg sometime in, say, April, May, and she will give birth to a single youngster round about the end of June, somewhere about then. Tiny little, no fur on it, tiny little, almost fingernail size little baby bat. And of course, they're related to us, they're mammals, so are we. So the mum will feed the young on milk, which she produces. She will then fly off. Sometimes, if the roost isn't exactly right, they'll move into a fresh roost from the original nursery roost. And in winter time, they're really quite hard to find, sometimes hollow trees, usually if they can get underground where the temperature's cool and constant. That's what they're like. Another one and two right over the top of me, sort of zigzagging back. One just came right past me. Rat looked at it and ducked. It was that close to the ground. He's coming quite close beside me now, and he's laying down on the track, and I'm sitting on some damp ground. Now, I've moved off the stump, the fallen trunk I was sitting on. It's more comfortable to actually sit on the damp soil, but I don't mind. This is a special moment, and you're often so busy on the farm, there's hardly ever time to stop. Normally I finish work and go home and cook a meal, and at the end of the day, time you've done your washing up, you hit the sheets and you're gone until the early hours of the morning. Nobody needs to rock you if you're a farmer. Oh, another rook just come in. It's getting quite dusky now, and I can just see the large silhouettes flying across the top here, this big open space right above me. I can see the first stars now. And another bat, whoomph, right past me, almost. Oh, rat's going to have a go at that one. That was too close for comfort. And because he's walked about, he might have stirred up some insect or other. And he wasn't going to have that, anything flying past him. He must think it's a kind of aerial mouse, I should think. Anyway, it's a very special time to just take a few minutes off and to sit somewhere like this. And you kind of find yourself again after the busy day in the tractor with all the noise, you know, all the large equipment behind you. You have to concentrate immensely, not to hit telegraph poles or stay wires, anybody walking about on footpaths. You have to have the sort of all your senses active all day long. So it's really special to kind of, well, I suppose modern word is to come and chill out. And I'm really fortunate to have some woodland all over the farm. There's various areas of woodland to come and sit and just enjoy the wildlife changing from the birds of the daylight hours to the flying mammals, those tiny little bats, pipistrelles, one of our smallest species, probably one of the smallest flying mammals in the whole world. Beautiful little creatures. So there we are. We had a tawny serenading us, rooks, crows and jackdaws flying over the top, and the pipistrelle bats as well. So that's pretty special. If I sat here long enough, we'd probably hear the roe deer come into the edge of the wood. They'll sleep out in some of the overwinter wild bird seed mix. They're pretty much woodland species of deer. And at this time of the year, they're doing their mating business as well before the winter comes. It's pretty much the rut time for our native roe deer. And it's a pretty fearsome sound when they come into the wood, and the roe buck, the male, will be sort of making this horrific noise. It really sounds quite frightening, so it would just be lovely to hear it, but you can't force nature to make noises. Only if you walk through perhaps the end of your garden and scare up, like, another rook just coming in. Is he going to come in right on the tree on the edge of the track? He's landed. Wow, I don't know. He can't be seeing much because it's almost dark now. So, special moment. They're all in bed. The birds have pretty much gone quiet now. And we'll just leave the evening for the bats to do their hunting, mainly looking for moths, small insects, close to the ground sometimes, mainly the ones just coming off the oak leaves high up in the canopy. Just magical moment. Very happy to share it with you.
Thank you for that, Chris. You always draw us into your surroundings so well. Wakey, wakey, everyone!